Hello, shalom. Yes, here I am again, Shelley Brim Oaks. My mother, Billy Brim, has asked me to come and fill in with just this week. And so we're continuing our lessons on keys to success in times of stress. And we've been taking as our key scripture 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10, which says, "He who will love life and see good days," that's you and me, that's success. We love life. We want to see good days. And thank God we don't have to wait till heaven to get there. We can see good things and have good days here on earth. But the Bible's very clear on how to do it. The key is let Him, notice it didn't say let the angel do it, or let the Holy Ghost, or let the Lord, but it said let Him. So it's your and I responsibility to guard, to keep, to refrain our mouth from evil. We looked at the scripture definition of what evil is and found that one of them is found in Numbers chapter 13, where the spies brought back an evil report. When they so this evil report would have been doubt and unbelief. So we are to keep our mouth from doubt and unbelief. I don't care how high gas gets. Bless God, we can put a guard over our mouth that says, "My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and glory." Whether gas is $5 a gallon or 50 cents a gallon, that's irrelevant. I put a guard over my mouth and I say, "The Lord is my shepherd. He leads me. He provides for me." I put a guard over my mouth. The Lord provides, and He's bigger than gas prices. And so the Bible says, by doing this, we will see and enjoy good days, wonderful days, and have success. We even looked at Stephen, the martyr. He was in a time of distress. Gnashing of teeth is definitely not comfortable, but yet he had success. His face became as bright as an angel, the Bible said. And we looked at what he did. It said he was filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, my friend, to have success, it does bless to be not just half full of the Holy Ghost or three-fourths on Sunday, but to be full and running over with the Holy Spirit now, speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our heart to the Lord. This is a key to success. I remember the Lord began to show me in His Word in Psalm 23. It says that He prepares a table before us. That's success. Don't you know the Lord knows how to prepare a table? I mean, He who created the universes and the galaxies and the earth and the fullness thereof, don't you know He can prepare a table? And it says He prepares a table, and on that table is every provision. There's the bread of healing. My friend, do you need healing? By His stripes you are healed. His body is bread indeed. Take and eat in the name of Jesus. By His stripes you are healed. Begin to praise Him and thank Him for that. And in the middle of distress, begin to praise Him. Begin to be your mouth do its duty, being filled with faith, and know that you will see good days and enjoy blessing. But on that table of the Lord is also wine. Oh, thank God for the wine of the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 5 likens being filled with the Holy Spirit to being drunken with wine. Not natural wine, but the Holy Ghost wine. And so we're also instructed how to be filled. Be speaking to yourself. Ephesians 5. Be filled with the Spirit speaking. Not filled with the Spirit thinking, even though thinking is good, but thinking is not drinking. And so filled, full, running over, speaking to yourself in Psalms. In Psalms, we have a whole collection of Psalms where David spoke, inspired by the Holy Spirit, in times of distress, in times of battle, in times of being chased by Saul or his enemies. He would sing. He would speak to himself in Psalms and have victory and experience victory in time of stress. And so also you and I, my friend, as believers, we can speak to ourselves in Psalms. and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our heart to the Lord. If you ever wake up in the morning and you feel like it's not joy unspeakable and full of glory, and maybe you've gotten bad news about your employment or your relative or just a variety of things. Well, one thing I've learned through a great man of God, his name is Kenneth E. Hagin, and he said, if you ever are in a dry place in your life and you need something to catapult you into that place of victory, well, he said what he found to be a wonderful practice is begin reading in Psalm 145, 146, 147, clear up to 150, the last five Psalms of the book of Psalms. And he said, by the time you are finished with Psalm 150, you are in a place with God that's successful and a blessing. So we can just look at it a little bit today. Psalm 145 says, I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day. Yes, every day. I don't have to wait just on Sunday. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord. I mean, you get your mouth talking about how great the Lord is instead of how big your problems are, and you are on the road to success. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One translation said that his greatness is so marvelous that there's no end to it. Isn't that wonderful? Another translation says, his greatness is unfathomable and merits the highest praise. The Jerusalem Bible says, can anyone measure the magnificence of Yahweh the Great and his inexpressible grandeur? Oh, what a heavenly Father. I wonder if he's big enough today to provide for us, to bless us. Well, look at verse number 8 of the same chapter. It says, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Did you miss it? Did you sin? Did you come short of the glory of God? Did it rob you of your joy? Well, thank God he is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Oh, when your mouth begins to talk like this, then days of success are right there that moment. One translation said, the Lord is loving unto every man. His mercy is over all his works. Another translation says, the Lord is good to all men, and his tender care rests upon all his creatures. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thee. We're talking about how important the mouth is for success. When you're blessing the Lord and praising him, there's great things that happen. Let me read something that verifies this. It's found in A Lesson a Day by a wonderful rabbi that lived many years ago, Hofez Ham. That's capital C-H-O-F-E-T-Z, Ham, C-H-A-I-M. And he talks about the concepts and laws of proper speech arranged for daily study. And he says in here, we're talking about from the Word of God, we just read that people shall speak of the glory and the kingdom of God and brag on the Lord about how good he is and how big he is. And so, going to his book on page number 27, on Roman numeral 27, he says this, speech has an awesome power. That is to literally redefine reality. Thoughts exist in a separate, private sphere. But once articulated, the thought is no longer a private matter. It becomes an item on the world's agenda, something to be agreed with or argued, proven or disapproved, attended to or ignored. A person may work side by side with someone for years, and during the entire time harbor the thought that the colleague is annoying. For all those years, the thought has no power to affect anything or to affect anyone beyond the person thinking it. But then one day, this person enters into a conversation with a third coworker and offers his assessment of the other man as, "He's annoying." The instant that thought is released to the world, it sets out on a path of destruction. Now another person's attention has been drawn to this man's annoying mannerisms. He loses a little respect for him, identifies him as a little less competent, a little less appealing. Inevitably, this new assessment affects their relationship. It creates a bias in the third person's mind, which he will now confirm every time this so-called annoying person does or says anything. And it may go much further. This person may well share his newfound perception with others, thereby altering their perceptions as well. It's not even necessary that they believe what they hear. Even if they never seriously think about the statement, it steeps into the subconscious and colors their future assessments of this person's behavior. The situation could easily evolve into one in which the colleague's tag is annoying and feels distant from others. His livelihood, his self-esteem, even his outlook on life could suffer from the voicing of that one little word, annoying. Oh my goodness, words are the seal. Words are the key to success or failure. And so we're talking this week on keys to success in times of stress. And we are featuring Brother Hagin's book, How to Be Led by the Spirit of God. Jesus appeared to Brother Hagin and said, if you'll learn to be led by the Spirit of God, you'll have success in life and be rich. And so we ask you to call or write. It's $5. Write Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or call on our 1-800 number. That's 1-800-972-3447, or area code 417-336-4877, or call on our internet. We'd love to hear from you. Send an email if you've enjoyed the broadcast, and it's Billy Brim, BilleyBrim.org. And so this is Shelley Brim Oaks coming to you again this week, talking about the power of the mouth, the key of success in life and seeing good days, and the importance of being led by the Spirit of God. Again, we just highly encourage you to call and write in for Brother Hagin's book on how to be led by the Spirit of the Living God. God bless you. We would love to hear from you. You are a blessing. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Shalom.